T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You go out to dinner, you pick out the obviously only one dish, that dish you have your stomach and your heart and your sights set on. And maybe you can't finish it. Maybe you're not a big eater. But, of course, you take the rest to go because, one, you paid for it, and two, the dish was so good, you can't wait to be hungry enough to eat it again.
You forgot three.
What's the third one?
Is that reusable container for afterwards. Come on.
Yeah, they're getting
save
better.
Those. Yeah, we save those. Come on.
Go out to Mama G's in Henrietta. Great place. We had a little Meredith, my girlfriend's mom, got me a coupon book for Christmas,
ooh,
which I laughed at first, but it's come in handy more than any gift I got this year. It's awesome. So we went with a coupon, and it was great. Had that chicken French. She had some homemade lasagna thing. It was awesome.
Chicken French.
Homemade spaghetti or linguine. I forget which one it was, but whatever. I finished the chicken, and I have the pasta left, and this pasta was phenomenal. So I get the to-go container. Meanwhile, my girlfriend is notorious for eating and cleaning her plate and eating a lot. She just has this amazing metabolism and appetite. It's almost supernatural. So she cleans her plate. She does. She cleans her plate. She takes the bread from before we got the entree and wipes it clean. The joke I always make is, wow, we have to pay for the meal, and she does the dishes as well. She cleans it so well. Anyway, so I'll take the leftovers, my pasta home, and before I even get it in the fridge, she's cracking it open and wiping the thing clean, wiping it out. She eats my leftovers. So in the judgment zone today is, one, my girlfriend specifically, and two, any spouse or significant other out there that eats their significant other's leftovers. Jerk or justified?
It's a jerk move, obviously. And I know I agree with you because it's like, you know, food is very important. We need food to live. No food, you die.
Okay, so just think of yourself and starve your spouse.
No, because if you ordered, you know, the ribeye and it was so big you couldn't finish it, you bring it home because the reason you wanted to bring it home is to be able to put it on eggs the next morning or throw it, you know, chop it up.
Yes, we heard Kanye said the same thing. Right, okay. It's leftovers. Leftovers are free game. The minute you package it up, it's free game. Because otherwise, what chances are you're going to throw them out? You're going to forget, or you find another meal to eat. There are so many leftovers that I have thrown out that now the rule has been established. It is now law in the house. It's leftovers. You didn't finish it. Anybody can.
It's not law in the world yet.
It will be.
Because it's
after
a jerk
today.
Move. Don't touch my food. Don't touch my food. Jerk.
222-2899. You could be a part of the jury right now. Call us up. Jerk or justified to eat your significant other's leftovers. Hi, The Buzz.
Well, let me just tell you, in my house, we have a rule. It's a 24-hour rule. If it's still there 24 hours later, it's free game. But the fact that she ate it when you first brought it home and it never made it to the refrigerator, that's jerk.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should put that rule into place. That's a good rule.
Hang it on the fridge.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, The Buzz.
Justified. If dog doesn't guard his food dish, well.
A dog? I'm not a dog.
Well, yeah, no, it's debatable.
No. I don't say you are, Carla, but
I am.
When you bring it home and you're a couple, I'm sorry. Whoever gets there first is going to get it. So,
what do you think?
Jerk.
Oh, stop being so selfish with your food. Come on.
No, my daughter does it to my son and I all the time. We put something in the fridge. It could be a drink. She'll drink right out of the straw after us. She doesn't care. It's gone.
No, that's just disgusting, but okay.
It's a jerk move. You're right.
My daughter.
You're right.
All right. Thank you very much. Hi, jerk or justified?
jerk.
Yeah.
Jerk, 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 jerk.
Yeah. It's, you can't tease the family like that. You have this delicious... Here, I'm starving, right? Whoever it is...
I think the only reason you think it's justified is because you do that.
Sure. Yeah. I'm also, remember, the one that eats off your plate if we're having dinner together. So I think food in general is free game.
No.
No. It's jerk.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Hi, The Buzz. Who's this? And jerk or justified? What do you think?
I would definitely go with jerk.
Mm-hmm.
What if that food goes to waste? So you say risk throwing it out over making a family member happy?
I would say that right after dinner is uncalled for. Mm. And in my household, we tend to call dibs and establish right before we leave the restaurant who's going to eat the leftovers or if they want the leftovers. If somebody else can eat them, you know, that stuff.
You were funny when you said uncalled for. It just reminded me of my mother. She would always say that. That is uncalled for.
Well, I got it from my mom, so I guess that's where it's
Oh, there it goes.
It's a mommyism.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
222-2899, jerk or justified to eat your significant other's leftovers. Hi, The Buzz.
Justified.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But you ordered the food. Why should someone else eat it? I mean, you have dibs on it until it spoils.
What do you think, jerk or justified?
Well, if you're in my house, it's justified.
Thank you.
Because my wife will leave stuff in there, and a week later, that stuff's ready to grab you. So I'm not going to let it go to waste. It's gone.
That's what it is. We are not wasting food in this house.
It's got to be a four. It's got to be a 4-day no touch zone.
Four days.
Yeah, you have 4 days to eat your leftovers.
4 days.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, let's go to this one. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified. That's part of a sharing, caring relationship.
Woo!
Oh,
you
come
just
on.
Tied it up, my friend. I love it.
You know, food is one thing that you, I mean, this goes back to caveman days. I mean, it's survival of the foodist.
So you love your food more than your wife.
Yes.
That's nice.
Yep. To you, it might turn green.
Yes. I love you. Thank you for being a part of the Buzz Listener Jury today.
You're welcome.
All right, the jury is tied. What do they call it? A hung jury?
Yep.
So, to eat your significant other's leftovers, what do you think? Who is this, first of all?
Sam.
Who is it?
Sam.
What's your name?
My name's Jolene.
And your juror's name?
Jake and Madeline.
Oh.
Jake and Madeline. Okay.
All right. Mm. So now, where are you guys from?
Rochester.
Okay. You guys have the verdict in your hands.
Yeah.
You will unsplit the vote here. To eat your significant other's leftovers, what do you three think? Jerk or justified?
Did she ask permission?
She just went ahead and ate them.
Oh, then jerk.
Oh!
She feels like she needs to have to say that.
We had a couple weeks ago where Danger pushed the kid's hand away.
Yeah,
well. She didn't ask.
Right.
But you feel like you have to say that because the kids are in the car.
Thank you. Woo. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye, guys.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.